Okay. So we are up to Siman Reish Yud. And what we're going to be talking about in this year is how quickly you need to eat, and especially how quickly you need to drink in order to make a bracha achrona. What's very interesting is that it's not at all clear in Shas. It doesn't even say explicitly that the shear for bracha achrona, other than benching, is a kezias. And in fact, as we'll see shortly, some Rishonim held that for Bari Nefashos, you don't need a kezias. But Lamaisa, the Rishonim, are medayik that you do need from the Gemara, that you do need a share of a kezias. And not only that, but that you need to eat this kezias bechdeachilas pras. Now, again, that's not mefurish in Shas. In Shas, we do have the concept of bechdeachilas pras with respect to Isurim and mitzvos. For example, we saw in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Rashi, the Gemara say that if you eat matzah and you eat it slowly, but you eat it kezayis bechdeachilas pras, you're yotzei. Rashi on Brachos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis Tirmasal Lahu explains what's the reason. Hu she'achlan bekedeachilas pras shezehu tziruf shir achila. In other words, anytime I eat the entire kezias within a kedei achilas pras, so then it's like I ate it. There's tziruf. Otherwise, it would be equivalent to chatzis hayom, chatzis lamachar. Where does the idea of achilas pras come from? So it comes up in the context of Beis HaMenuga. In the Gayim and also the Gemara in Sukkah, Vav and Aleph quotes this. The shear of Kedei Achilas Pras is when you enter a Beis HaMenuga, there's a difference whether you're wearing clothing or you're carrying clothing. But it's in that context we have the idea of Bechdei Achilas Pras. And over there, actually, the Mishnah says it means Pas Chitin Behaseba Im Liftan. In other words, it's a pras of chitin, of wheat bread. We'll see. A pras is basically the half of a loaf, the amount that's eaten in one meal, the amount of bread that's eaten in one meal. So this is machlokas, as you're showing exactly how much it is. It's on daf pei beis and the beis. According to Rashi, pras is equivalent to 4 beitzim. According to the Rambam, 3 beitzim. So let's just say a 3 or 4 beitzim of bread. How long would it take to eat that? Of wheat bread, which goes quicker because it tastes better than, let's say, barley bread, behaseba im lifta. Lifta meaning to say, again, you would eat bread quicker if you have a cream cheese on it, let's say, than if you had to eat it plain. Now, l'chora, that's always the shear. In other words, if I'm eating peanuts or broccoli or the like, the kezias bechdeachilas pras. Achilas pras doesn't mean eating a pras worth of broccoli. 4 beitzim of broccoli means eating chitim, pas chitim, 4 beitzim or 3 beitzim worth. Again, beseba and lifta. That's the pashtas. There are those, however, who disagree. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Vav is also the opinion of Toras Chesed, Aruch Chaim, Siman Lamed Beis. They hold no, that pras is measured each food based off of what it is. In other words, if it's a food that is eaten very slowly, so then your kedei achilas pras would be much longer. This would be a big kula for matzah, lamashal, right? Matzah, so at least the hard Ashkenazi matzah, it's hard to eat it pretty quickly. So if you think that a kezias is a half a matzah, let's say half a whole wheat hand matzah. So then a 4 beitzim, pras would be like, whatever it is, 12 matzahs, 8 matzahs. So how long would it take to eat 8 matzahs? Well, I don't know. It would take a half hour or an hour or 2 hours. Not sure. So then, kezias with the achilas pras, you have 2 hours to eat your kezias and matzah. Because we look at each food as it is. But most achronim don't accept that. Most achronim assume that bechdei achilas pras is the same thing for everything. Whether I'm eating hard matzah or broccoli or bread or whatever it is, it's how long it would take to eat the 3 or 4 beitzim of bread, wheat bread, beseba, and lifta. So Again, what the Minchas Chinuch is saying is those shiurim of wheat bread with lift and beseh, but that said specifically with respect to the dinner of Beis HaMenuga, there you're not eating anything. That's just a shiur in terms of time, right? How long you have to be in the house before the kelim or makabel tumah. But when it comes to food, according to Minchas Chinuch, you look at that particular food. We don't accept that view. We assume that the chdei achilas process is the same thing for all foods. The Mishnah Berurah actually in Siman Pei Aleph Sifkat and Gimel also in Tafresh Yud Ches Sifkat and Chaf Aleph writes that for katan we would be mishaer lefiya katan. Now there's kol makom shehu. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that let's say it would take an old person or a kid much longer to eat a pras, so then he would have a longer period of time. But the Chazon Ish is quoted here as well in Dirshu Note 9. Vehemently rejects this. He says it's a mistake. It was the Mishnah Berurah didn't even really mean it in some way. And that's probably the more accepted view that no, it's Adam Beinoni, how long it would take an Adam Beinoni to eat, again, those three or four beitzim. How do we paskin, by the way? Do we paskin three or four beitzim? So we say that for Doraisa, we're machmir, for Derabbanan, we're mekel. Now, sometimes the bigger shears are chumra, sometimes the smaller shear is a chumra. Like, for example, when it comes to the shear on Yom Kippur, so then three beitzim is a chumra, right? So, l'maisa for deraisa or machmed rabbanu or meiko. When it comes to brachos, because safik brachos lohakel, so we're going to follow we're going to be machmir for the shorter shear, which is three beitzim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes here in Sifkatan Aleph. So therefore, we're going to be machmir that you have to eat your kazayas within the time it would take to eat three beitzim. So how long does it take to eat three beitzim of wheat bread? So here we find a number of opinions in the poskim, and the range is quite startling. According to the Chassam Sofer, 9 minutes. According to the Alter Rebbe and the Sfei Chemed, 8 minutes. According to the Bikur Yaakov, 7.5 minutes. According to the Dayan of Kovna, of Yitzchak Elchanan, 7 minutes. According to the Tzemach Tzedek, 6 or 7 minutes. According to others, in the name of the Yitzchak Elchanan, 5 minutes. According to Chaim Na, 4 minutes. According to Aruch HaShulchan, 3 to 4 minutes. According to Chazon Ish, 3 minutes. Igros Moshe, 3 minutes. Shevet Sofer, 2 minutes. Mamash, you have every single Shita from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. Whoa, how in the world are we going to pick? The Zos HaBracha on page 42 says, we paskin 4 minutes. I saw in the Pnine Halacha, Rav Melamed, he says he thinks we should paskin 6 minutes. It's a funny cheshbon he makes. He says, well, we should go on, since we say it's Adam Beinoni, so the Mimutza, the average between three, which is, the Chazon Ish is the shortest mainstream shita, at nine, the longest mainstream shita, the Chazon Ish. What's the average? What's the middle? 6 minutes. So we should follow 6 minutes. Maybe a little bit to be, you could, again, we're going to talk about the steak steak again and brachos again, but one could argue as a sniff, to be more likely to make the bracha, is that even though we assume we're not going to make a al hamechia bracha chron unless we have a kezias that's pretty large. But there's a good case that could be made that a kezias is actually the size of a zayas, right? Standard green olive. It's very, very small. So if you ate that within the shorter period of time, let's say you ate a zayas for sure within 3 minutes, and you ate a what we would consider kezias in 6 minutes. So could you be with starved? That interesting question. Rav Avadia, chelik in Yichav Adas, chelik Alasim and Yud Zayin, even though again, as Rav Avadia's note to be choshish for Safik Bracho says, up to 7.5 minutes is a pretty makel shita here. So that those are the different shitos.
Does Rav know his reasoning?
Did you see it?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't know.
He looks at the different shitos. He thinks that's what makes sense. See, one of the issues is like this. The Chassam Sofer shita of 9 minutes. It's unclear if he was only saying that l'chumra. The context of that Chassam Sofer is in terms of someone who has to eat pachos mikashir on Yom Kippur, so how often should he do it? So in that case, what he's saying is that you have to be machmir. Maybe it takes up to 9 minutes, right? But the truth is, 9 minutes is very long. It's a big chiddush to hold of 9 minutes here. Okay, maybe it's a suffix still, but lemaisan, and that's why the poskim, most poskim, don't say you have 9 minutes in this direction. They're machmir for 9 minutes for achil on Yom Kippur, but in this context, they don't hold 9 minutes. Take, you know, think about it this way: how long would it take to eat a sandwich? Right? Let's say a sandwich has around 3 beitzim of eggs. How long does it take to eat a sandwich? It doesn't take 9 minutes, right? Probably 3 or 4 minutes is much more close to what in reality it takes. Now, again, it's going to depend a little bit on how big your kezias and your baits are, but it's hard to know exactly what the svaros are. We're not talking presumably about a rushed eating. We're talking about a normal eating, like we said. Pras of paschitim and liftan, normal eating with behasei, but right, how long a typical person, what's the speed of eating 3 or 4 beitzim of bread under normal circumstances? The next time you eat a sandwich, time yourself. First of all, make sure, you know, see how big your sandwich is. Let's say in volume. But at least you'll have some idea of the basis for this. Now, I think, you know, it's usually pretty easy to be machmir because the kezias is pretty small, right? So typically when you eat normally, for sure you have a kezias b'chdei achilas pras, right? What do I mean to say? In other words, you're eating one kezias in the time that it would take you normally to eat either 12 or 8 or 6 kezasim, right? Depending on whether you hold 3 or 4 beitzim and you hold whether there's 2 or 3 kezasim in a beitza. But let's assume 9, right? 3 kezasim in a beitza and 3 beitzim. So 9 minutes. So 9 kezasim. So we're talking about you're eating a kezias in the amount of time it would take you to eat 9 kezasim. Right, that's pretty slow. So that's why typically a person won't have any problem getting to a shir when it comes to achilas. We'll talk about the real tough shilas all come up, as we'll discuss in a couple of minutes, with drinking. Drinking is much more complex, but we'll get there in one moment. The Mishnah Berura has an interesting shila. He says that the Prima Gadim said that this is only when we're talking about the Dirabanan shila for Bracha Achrona. But let's say you had Paskede Svia. So we're talking about a deraisa benching, but you ate it so slowly that you didn't have a kezias b'chdei achilas pras. What's the din? Do we say you have to bench? So the Chassam Sofer thinks, yeah, maybe you have to bench. Because since mideraisa you were sava, you have to bench. Now the Shaar Tzion over here, Sif Katan Yitzhi, this is not so simple. Because even though you ate kedei svia, the pasuk says, v'achalta v'savata v'erachta. And this isn't an achila. You need an achila. So, and that's what the Magen Avraham says. So the Prima Gadim himself leaves off of the Tzar Chiyun, though he sounds like he's noted to say you would bench in that case. It's interesting. The Shaar Tzion seems to be noted more that you wouldn't bench, but he concludes the Shaar Tzion with, Ach im achal kezayis echad mizeh bevas achas, bevadei chai minator mimanavshach. If you ate a kezayis, then for sure you're chayv imanashach, which is interesting because that shows us that you have there's a chalos to a kezias for birkos hamazon deraisa, right? Usually we think the concept of a kezias is irrelevant for birkos hamazon deraisa, but it's relevant, not because a kezias is the shear to be chayv birkos hamazon, but because you need achila, and achila means a kezias. B'chdei achilas pras. That's interesting, Hara. Okay, so like I said, when it comes to solids, this is less of a chiddush, not so hard. I guess if you're machmir, that you need a kezias dagan and not just a kezias of cookie, then it's more hard sometimes, right? to eat that bechdei achilas pras. But still, typically, to get a kazayis, if you can eat a kazayis, you're going to eat the kazayis bechdei achilas pras.
With pasta b'kisnin, if you eat it, maybe you want to be machmir by cake to get to kazayis dugam, but you'll end up eating so much cake that you're going to have to make a berakas hamazon.
Yeah, it's not going to be that much.
No, the svardim, it's four kibbutzim, so you're talking.
Yeah, maybe, but still very not very likely. Let's say a cake is 50% flour, right? So if you're going to be machmir for kazayis dagan, so it means you have to have two kazayis in
the
cake.
But he holds like the chazanish's kazayis and mamish.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's not. It's a bit of a guzma, right? So cake. You'll have to eat two kazesim. To get from two kazesim to four beitzim is a big gap. Mm-hmm. So as I said before, though, that this question is much more difficult when it comes to drinking. Again, as we said in Shas, there is no shir of tzira for brachos at all. But what about when it comes to, so we talked about until now, when it comes to solids, what about when it comes to liquids? So do we say that they're the same? Do we say that they are different? First of all, there's a whole shaila of how much liquid you need to drink anyway to be mechayev bracha achrona. Is it a kazayis? Is it a kibbutz? Is it a kamali lugmav? This is a machlokas. Is it a revius? Different shitas. We paskin, again, misafek, that to make a bracha achrona, you need to drink a revius, like the largest shear. Again, it's from anywhere from a kazayis to a revius, revius was presumably a beitz and a half. So, though that is also machlokas. Anywhere from kazayis to revius is a safek. We paskin, misafek, that you need to drink a revius. Well, how quickly do you need to drink your revius? So this doesn't appear, not only, you know, does this not appear in Shas, but doesn't appear in Hilchos Brachos either. But the Rambam writes elsewhere in Hilchos Machos Asuros, Perk Yudalit Halacha Tes, by Machos Asuros, he writes, V'chein ha-shosa revius shel stam yenam me'at me'at. So im shaha mitchila da'ad sov kadesh tiyas revius mitstarfim. So the shear for stam yenam is revius bechdei shtias revius. Sometimes it's revius, it's less than revius bechdei shtias revius. Like sometimes the shear would be a kazayis of liquid or a mali lugmav of liquid bechdei shtias revius, right? But when it comes to stam yenam, it's revius bechdei shtias revius. Now, what you see from here, though, is a very strange idea, which is there's still room to have a little bit of a gap. Because even though it's revius bechdei shtias revius, the Rambam writes, imshah mitchila ba'atzof kedei shtias revius mitzarif. So even though you were mafsik, right, as long as you drink the whole revius bechdei shtias revius, then it's mitzarif. So it sounds like there's some room for a little bit of a gap. Even now, it's still revius, bechdei revius. In other words, let me just clarify. When it comes to solids, of course, there's room for gap because we're talking about a kazayis, bechdei achilas pras. Kazayis is a little tiny amount. Achilas pras is a large amount. So then there's plenty of room for gaps. But here, we're talking about a revius, bechdei revius. So what room is there for gaps? But nevertheless, the Rambam writes that there is a little bit of room for gaps. So the Lecha Mishnah says, this is the Lecha Mishnah and Shvisas Asor, Perk Beis, Halacha Dalid, that you see from here, the Shayach Hecha, the Shasa Mehera, Upasa, the Achar Kach Shasa, the Anu Misharim, Im Yesh Mitchila Sashtia, Ad Sofa, Kashir Shtias Revius, Be Revach, Kedesh Mne Adam Shosim. So what does that mean? That means that if you drink really fast, then there's room for a gap. Because kadesh tias revius means the way, how long it takes for a person to drink a revius with normal drinking. Normal drinking. Shtias revius berevach. So if you drink quickly, then there would be room for a little bit of gap. sounds like from the Lecha Mishnah, there's only room for a gap if you drink unusually quickly. But when Nishar Tzion over here, Simin Reish Yud, quotes this Lecha Mishnah, he says it a little more liberally. The Stam Shtias Revias Misharinan Kedach Shtias Bnei Adam She'eno Shos Hogavas Achas Kiyim B'Shtei Pa'amim Shehu Midas Derech Eretz. What is Kedach Shtias Revias? The way people drink B'Midas Derech Eretz, meaning to say, not talking about a gulper, right? Not talking about Esav, you know, pour it down your throat. The way people drink with Derech Eretz, they drink. Now, we're going to have to define this term carefully, which we will in just a couple minutes. They don't drink it b'vas achas ki im b'shtei pa'amim. What does shtei pa'amim mean? Does that mean two gulps? Not clear. We'll get back to that point. But the point is the way the Shar Tzion understands the Mishnah is as follows. As long the normal derech eretz dika way to drink is not b'vas achas, but b'shtei pa'amim. And therefore, as long as you drink your revias in that way, shtei pa'amim, you could still make a bracha achrona. Now, before we get back to the Mishnah Berurah, though, now just starting with sticking within the Rambam, it's worth noting that we have this difference between eating and drinking. When it comes to eating, like we said, there's tziruf, even if it's pretty far apart, right? Kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. In other words, pras is many, many kezayisim. You eat a kezayis in the time it would take you to eat many, many, many kezayisim, then it's mitztarif. Well, when it comes to liquids, though, we don't say that. When it comes to liquids, we say it's revius b'chdei revius. So is there a reason for this difference? So it might just be halachal moshe mishinai. We're dealing with shiurim. But the Mari Korkus, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah over there, gives an explanation. This is the Mari Korkus, Hilchos Truma Perek Yud. And he says a little bit of a reason. He says, Kevan shashtia nivlas miyad behaguf, Ein hanas hashtia mitztarefes achia betoch kedei shtias revias. I don't know exactly what this means, but the absorption of liquids into the body is much quicker than solids. Solids have to undergo digestion in a more takes time for that process. I don't know exactly. And that's why liquids and solids are different. Okay. Now, again, the Rambam said this idea of revius bichde revius in the context of isurim. The question is, would that be true for hilchos brachos as well? So that's actually machlokas achronim, as we'll see in a moment. Another issue is, does everybody agree with the Rambam? Does everybody agree that the shir is bechtei shtias revias? So if you look at the Magen Mishnah, for example, on that Rambam, he says, no. Even though the source of the Rambam is a Tosefta, they're Cholkim. Who are the Cholkim? The Ravid. The Ravid is in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam over there writes, Achal, the Chazav Yachal, Shas, the Chazav Shasa, and Yesh Metchilas, Achila, Rishona, Atzof, Achila, Achrona, Kedei, Achilas, Pras, So here, the Rambam Lashitaso says Shtias Revias. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid disagrees. And also the Torah. In Or Chaim Sivan Tafresh Yud Beis, by Hilchos Yom Kippurim, where the Ravid is actually, the Ravid would be a Kula. So he paskins like the Ravid. Now, even so Bekitzer, again, what's the halacha? According to the Rambam, by Isurim, you don't yet even know by Brachos, but by Isurim, the Rambam would say it has to be Bechtei Achshtias Revias, and according to the Ravid, it's Bechtei Achilas Pras, which is obviously much, much, much longer. And the Pri Chadash, as well as the Gra, paskin like the Ravid. In fact, the Gra very strongly paskins like the Ravid. He writes that Divrei HaRambam Him Shgaga Gedola. So he forcefully rejects the Rambam's opinion. Now, So it would seem then that, again, according to the Rambam, you have to drink really, really fast. And according to the Ravid, you have plenty of time to drink slowly. It is interesting. The Magad Mishnah sounds like the shear of Kadesh Shtiyas Ravias is longer than Kadesh Achilas Pras. Because he writes over there, Chmiru B'tumas Gviya. I think the Ravid, the Magad Mishnah was probably assuming, it's talking about like sipping red wine, right? You drink it very slowly. So this Kadesh Shtiyas Ravias is longer than Kadesh Achilas Pras. Maybe Achilas Pras, he thought, was like 3 or 4 minutes, and Shtiyas Ravias is, I don't know, 5 minutes. I don't know what it is. Maybe because Ravias is much bigger than it. I don't know. Anyway, but that's not what's assumed. What's assumed is, like the Lecha Mishnah assumes, that Bechtei Shtiyas Ravias is much, much, much shorter than Bechtei Achilas Pras. So is this machlokas between Rambam and the Ravid relevant for Achilas Brachos? So as I said, this is a machlokas achronim. Mishnah Berura, the Magen Avraham, we'll start with that. Simin Reish Yud, Sefkat Aleph, writes that Hu Adin Lagabi Bracha Achrona. In accordance to Rambam, to make a Bracha Achrona, you'd need to drink a Revias within a Bechtei Shtiyas Revias. And if not, you wouldn't make a Bracha. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham, but not everybody agrees. The Knesset Hagdola, the Beis Yehuda, other Achronim say no. When it comes to brachos, whether it's talking about achil and shtia, actually, even if you drink very slowly and you eat very slowly, more than kedei achilas pras, it's mitzdari for a bracha. Machlokas Rambam and Ravid is only by shtias iser, achilas iser. When do you get malchus? Rabbi bracha chrona. They both agree that even if you eat slower than that, you can make a bracha. Why? Because l'maisa, your nana. Your nana, the mashka, the maichol is besoch meyav, your nana. So why should we have this din of bechtei achilas pras for bracha achrona? That's the view of the Knesset Hagdola. We don't pass them like that view. Yeah.
When we talked about this idea of how much does the bracha achrona mirror the bracha rishona, that's asla henos min olam zebelik bracha, and we saw that also in the Kesef Mishnah. So wouldn't we expect that to be the view of the Mechaber in a certain sense? Meaning, kol zman that the bracha rishona is mishum dehana, and then we're also saying that by the bracha achrona, so shouldn't he subscribe to this Knesset Gedola and Beis Yehuda? That
you could imagine him saying that, but at the same time, well, for the Knesset Mishnah himself, it's a little fakert. In other words, he thinks bracha rishona should really be like bracha achrona, right? It's just that we're afraid you'll eat more. In other words, the argument is that b'chol tarat kula, there's no tziruf. So once you can have a shear, whatever the shear is, because I serve vias, you need tziruf, right? If you don't have tziruf, like Rashi said in brachos, it's like you ate one half exais today, one half exais tomorrow. And so there's no tziruf. How can make a bracha rona? So if you're going to deny the need for a shear, then fine. But once you accept there's a need for a shear, then it's mistama, going to follow the rules of shear that we have, b'chol tarkula. That's the argument against the Knesset Hagdola. Now, there are those that say, they reject the Knesset Hagdola. They say there is going to be a shear, but they say that when it comes to brachos, right, everybody will agree to the Ravid Shita. This is the view of the Alter Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. They say, no, that when it comes to Chos Brachos, everybody agrees that the Shir's Revius Bechtei Achilas Pras, like the Ravid says, by Isurim. The only machlokas between Ram and the Ravid is by Isser. But by Brachos, everybody would agree. But again, here too, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't accept this view. He assumes that according to the Rambam, you would only make a Bracha Chron if you had a Revius Bechtei Shtiyas Revius. So the only machlokas we sort of have left is the machlokas Rambam and Ravid. How do we paskin on that machlokas Rambam and Ravid? Do we paskin like the Ravid that you need revias bechtesh dias revias bechtesh achilas pras, or like the Rambam is revias bechtesh dias revias? So the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down both opinions. First, he brings down you need bechtesh achilas dias revias. Then he brings down the Ravid bechtesh achilas pras, and he writes that the Gra paskins like the Ravid. So how does the Mishnah Berurah paskin like? So it's not so clear. Well, I guess I should take a step back before the Mishnah Berurah. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So in Siman Tav Resh Yud Beis, Sif Yud, In Hilchos Brachos, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it up at all. In Hilchos Yom HaKippur, the Shulchan Aruch does bring it up, and he quotes both opinions. He first quotes the Stam opinion is the Rambam, and the Yesh Omrim is the Rambam. He writes, Shasimat v'chaz rasa im etchil ha-shtia rishona ad so shtia achrona k'dei shtias revias mitzdarfin l'kashir v'im lavein mitzdarfin. That is the Rambam. The Yesh Omrim, shashir tzira fashtia k'dei achilas pras k'mo tzir fachilas. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Stam opinion, Shulchan Aruch is actually like the Rambam. As we said, the Ra, though, says the opposite. He thinks the correct view is the Raifid. So how do we paskin tones in Hilchos Brachos? The Chazon Ish, quoted in Dirshu note 14, says, we paskin like the Gra, which means you need just a revias bichtei shtias bichtei achilas pras, much longer. But the Chazon Ish says, yeah, but for water, you should only make the bari nefashos if you follow the Rambam's view, if you have revias bichtei revias. Why? Because it's not even so clear that you're chayev to make a bracha achron on water. Maybe it's not a chayev gamor. It's not so pashut, but he thinks maybe not. That's the sinyan and daladim and base. So therefore, by water, you shouldn't be nichnas l'safek. You shouldn't make a bari nefashos on water unless you have revias bechdei shtias revias. And other liquids, and as long as you have a revias bechdei achilas pras, you can make the bracha. And the Sefer Zosa Bracha, page 228, also quotes Rav Yashav is saying that really we paskin like the gra. How does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? So though he's not machriya, it's pretty clear he assumes against the Gra. He assumes that we have to be choshish for the Rambam. They need revias, bichtei achilas revias. How do I know that? Because the Mishnah Berurah then goes on to have a whole clara bati. Now, the whole shaila bati is only assuming that normally you need revias, bichtei shtias revias, right? According to the Gra, according to the Ravid, then there's no shaila bati. You could drink a revias, bichtei achilas pras, even if it's hot. So the whole shaila is, and the Mishnah Berurah notes that, right? The whole shaila is only the whole shaila the Mishnah Berurah says about tea, where he even recommends being machmir and trying to leave it till it gets cold, as we'll see in a moment, is all assuming like the Rambam. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that at least midday, because of Safik Brachos, you shouldn't make a Bar Nefashos or a Me'ein Shalosh unless you have a Revias, Bechdei Shtias Revias. That seems to be the Mishnah Berurah's view. Now, right, he doesn't want to say sveik sveik over here, like we talked about last time. So how long is that, practically speaking? So we already mentioned the Lecha Mishnah and the Shaar Tzion. Shaar Tzion says shtei pa'amim is okay. Now, the Alter Rebbe, and this is quoted also in Vezos HaBracha, Birur HaLacha Yud Aleph, said that it's talui in derech shtias rov bnei adam. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says it's totally in Derech Eretz. Maybe it's the same thing, I don't know. But at least they formulate it differently. Now, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean by Shtei Pa'amim? So, at first glance, it sounds like Shtei Pa'amim means in two gulps, right? So that means the only time you make a bracha achron on liquid is if you drink it in two gulps. That's what it sounds like he's saying. But it's very problematic to say that. Because what? Because that's almost impossible. That's also impossible. Almost impossible. It's also interesting, by the way, because if you look at the Shaar Tzion Simen Kuf Ayin Sif Katan or on Sif Ches, Sif Katan Ches, I don't remember, there he writes that Shtei Legimos, that's what he said, Shtei Pa'amim is said by regular wine, but by sweet wine, it's Pa'amachas, right? Now, it's almost impossible to drink, let's say your revius is 86 grams, to drink 86 grams in one gulp. It's pretty hard to drink it in two gulps, right? So what's going on over here? Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, two gulps. So the answer is, and this is quoted in the Vezos HaBracha from the Haggadah Kol Dodi, that's from David Feinstein's Haggadah. It's published by Art School. It's a very good Haggadah. And what Rav David Feinstein says, when the Shaar Tzion says pamachas and shtei pamim, he doesn't mean one gulp and two gulps. He means, it could be five gulps. He means moving the cup away from your mouth. In other words, if I'm drinking, drink, 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 stop for a second, drink, 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 So I take that still going to be b'chdei shtiyas revias. Now, it's still pretty quick. In other words, there's room for a quick pause to remove the cup from your mouth and then put it back to your mouth and still be b'chdei shtiyas revias. So that's I think, the correct shear. So you should test yourselves today, all of you, see how long it takes. Now, again, this relates to the question back, well, how long it takes you, try with water, to drink a revius of water with while removing the cup from your mouth for a moment, putting it back, see how long it takes you.
Why do we assume that you're only removing the cup from a moment? If the measure you're going by is two drafts, then why don't you say you drink some, then you pause for a bit?
Because it doesn't pay. So it has to be the short amount. If it meant a long time, so then the whole thing is out the window.
Well, I mean, we say for food, you have a gazayas.
We already know that it's not parallel to food.
No. What I'm saying is having to be able to wait, several seconds between the draft number one and draft number two, and maybe that's the measure you're going by.
But then how are you picking several seconds? What's several seconds? 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 8 seconds, 12 seconds? What do you do? How do you make that up? So since I don't know, I have to assume it's shorter. Now, again, it's the way you drink with Derech Eretz. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. But that doesn't mean a big gap, I don't think. I assume it means enough time to catch your breath. But in other words, I'd be very happy if you're right. But if he meant more than that, he would have to say that. That's what I would assume. Now, so for regular liquids, this is also not so hard. It's not so hard. You just drink at a normal pace and you'll have the shear. The time that this really comes out to be a problem is by hot drinks, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. Hot drinks, you can't possibly drink these so fast. Now, if you remember, we talked about before, if you hold like the Minchas Chinuch, so then fine, it's pashut that hot drinks, you'd have a lot longer time, right? How long does it take to drink a revius of hot tea? Let's say 5 minutes, and then you'd have 5 minutes to drink it. But we already said we don't really accept the Minchas Chinuch's view. So once we don't accept the Minchas Chinuch's view, so maybe it's impossible to make a bracha chron on hot tea. So as we said, this is only a kasha if you learn like the Rambam, right? And not only that, but you assume that the Ram paskin like the Rambam, and you think the Rambam is relevant for halachos brachos. So the Mishnah Berurah cites that this is a big machlokas achronim about bracha achron on hati. According to the Ginas Vradim, the Maram Shek, even the Rambam would agree that here you have longer to drink, because it's impossible to drink it any quicker. And this was the minhag of the Shalom Meshev, the Minchas Chinuch, Lashitaso, obviously, the Achlaner. I think they say this is also the minhag of the Briskerov. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's still a safek, because the others disagree. The Machtas HaShekel, the Derech HaChaim, they all disagree. They say, no, since we reject the Minchas Chinuch, we assume that it's the same thing for all things. All drinks are the same. And therefore, you can't make a bracha achrona on tea or coffee unless you drank a revius, b'chdei shtiyas revius, the same as cold water. So, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, Anshei Maisa Noagim Shelabasov Shtiyasim Menichim Kedei Shir Revias Shiatstanim Maat Kedei Shiuchalishtos Revias Below Half Seik Ulevarech Bracha Achrona. The Tov Lasos came Kedei Lotes Alivet Kuliyama Ubefrat Ladas Hagra Hanal De Pasta Kedei Shnia De Shir Hu Kedei Achilas Prasla Indian Siraf Gambishtia Vivadai Nachal Masos came. So the right thing to do, says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to, but the right thing to do is to let a revius cool down and drink it, so you could make a bracha achrona l'kulei alma. So here again, the Mishnah Berurah is not willing to make a sfeik sfeika. In fact, you could have made a sfeik 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 sfeika. I saw that Rav Melamed said you could be somech on the mekilim, because we have, maybe the Ravid's right, even if he's wrong, maybe the Knesset Gedolah is right, that the Rambam and the Ravid isn't relevant for brachos. And even if the Knesset Gedolah is wrong, maybe the Graz is right, that bracha achrona, the Rambam, is moda to the Ravid. And even if the Graz is wrong, the Gnes Radim is right, that when it's talking about something hot, the Rambam would agree. So we have a fourth statin to say make a bracha chrona. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah doesn't want to say that. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do it. Do you want to see Rav Avadya Shita on that? There's a Tshuva Yabi Omer Chilokei Siman Yud Chesos base. Now I saw a very interesting thing quoted from the Mishnah from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in a couple sources, which is I think an interesting idea. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach apparently would make a bracha chrona on hot tea, even though against the Mishnah Berurah, even though he drank it very slowly. He was an old Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is like drinking tea. Even though when Rav Shlomo Zalman became the Rashiva Kaltari, the first thing he did was get rid of the tea machine. He's like, you can't sit back. Like, you know, all these people would sit back and learn and drink tea. He says, that's not how you learn.
So now you have to remove your mask. It's dangerous.
Oh, exactly. So, but Rav Shlomo Zalman used to make a bracha achrona, but apparently he told his kids not to. So what's the pshat? Why did he tell his kids not to? So the answer is, he said, well, look, I saw people do this, but you didn't. So what does that mean? Like, they saw him do it. He's not a person. He's not a posek. Shlomo Zalman held himself to be a posek. I think what he meant was that when he was growing up, when he saw his rebbeim, when he's the people we saw, they all made a bracha achrona tea, even though they sipped it, right? So that's what he does. That was before the Mishnah Berurah took over the world. This was, you know, 80, 90 years ago, whenever it is, whenever Shlomo Zalman was young and learning halacha, right? 100 years ago, maybe more. But since then, the Mishnah Berurah has sort of taken over. And nowadays, you should follow the Mishnah Berurah, and following the, he's telling his own children to follow my view is already it's an idiosyncratic thing. And it's a suffix brachos, and therefore you guys should follow the Mishnah Berurah. You shouldn't make a bracha chrona unless you had a revias bechdei shtias revias even of hot tea, and even if that means either not making a bracha or being machmir to save over a revias at the end. Okay, a couple of other small haros on this point. Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Aleph has the following shaila. Let's say, this would be relevant for food, so not really for liquid, there's not enough time. Let's say I had a half a kazayas of something, whatever it is, whether it's really anything, because it's half a kazayas, and then I went outside and I came back in. So if I want to continue eating, I have to make a new bracha, right? So I make a new bracha. Now I had a kazayas bechdechilas pras, but there was a shinei makom in the middle. Therefore, there were two different bracha rishonas. Is there a tziruf over here? So the Mishnah Berurah is unsure about this shaila. He writes that the Magen Avraham thinks it's mitzarif. He's unsure. Melaisa Rav Moshe writes, quoted in Dirshum note 16, that we assume it is mitzarif. So even though you'd have to make two bracha rishonas because of the shinei makom, but they are mitzarif for bracha achrona. One small last hour on this topic. We have been assuming this whole time, the way we paskin, that for bracha achrona, you do need a kazayas. But we mentioned before that the opinion of the Ri is that less than a kazayas, you could still make a mori nefashos. So why is that? So Tosos writes it's because mori nefashos is in the bracha chashuva. The Rush writes it's the question is basically whether mori nefashos is a takana b'fnei atzmo, or it's like the other brachos achronos where we would say kein d'oraisa tikkun. So what's the tzad that you don't say kein d'oraisa tikkun? Why would you say it's different? So l'chora, it's because it's not similar to a bracha d'oraisa in that you're not specifically thanking Hashem for the food you ate. Maybe alludes to the food you ate, but it's not like Hazanis Olam Kulo B'Tuvo. Even there, I guess you don't say the food you ate, but you're talking about mizonos. Here you don't even mention food. You might be alluding to food. You don't mention food. So maybe that's what it means. That's what it means when it's not a bracha chashuva. And that's why it's not came to, that's a tzad, that it's not came to rice. In other words, the Rosh and Tosafot are really saying the same thing. I'm not sure. Okay, another thing that comes up here in Sif Aleph is the sugya of birya. As we saw, the Yerushalmi says that even if there's a story in the Gemara where Rabbi Yochanan ate a kezias, zayas actually, he ate a zayas and he made a bracha achrona. So the Bavli says, how could he do that? There's not a shear because he didn't eat the pit. The Yerushalmi, Bavli said, yeah, it must be, it was a very big olive. So it was a shear kezias, even minus the pit. And the Yerushalmi gives a different answer. Yerushalmi says, well, birya is different. So the question that the Yerushalmi all have is, should we assume that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are disagreeing, in which case you pass on like the Bavli, or should we say no, that the Bavli and Yerushalmi could agree, these were just two different stories. So we paskin that Misafik, you can't make a bracha nebirya, bracha chon nebirya. Maybe the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi, but it's better to avoid the shayla and avoid having a birya unless you have a shear. Now, the question is, what is a birya? What is a birya? Specifically, how do you deal with a pit? So that's an issue dealt with here in the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. If we look at the Rashba, when he quotes Yerushalmi, and he writes, he didn't take out the pit. He didn't eat the pit. He took it out and he threw it away. Therefore, it is a birya. So the question is, when the Rashba writes that Zayas Shalem Achal, does that mean he swallowed a pit? Or no, nobody swallows olive pit. It means he didn't take out the pit before eating. In other words, he put the whole olive in his mouth and then he spit out the pit. I would have assumed it means, I think we talked about this in the Daf Shiurim, I would assume it means that he spit out the pit because it's not normal to eat the pit. And it's still a birya. Either way, the Rosh disagrees with the Rashba. The Rosh Perek Vav Siman Tezayin writes that it's a birya if it's huva lefanav shalem, right? Shu lefanav afagav shishlach agarinim kevin shuva lefanav shalem and then mi birya shlema, then you'd make a bracha chon according to Yerushalmi. And the Bavli is talking about a case where it's huva lefanav below garinim. We're talking about pitted olives, where before it was brought to the table, the pits were already removed. That's why you don't make a bracha. That's the view of the Bavli. So we have here machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, between the Rashba and the Rosh. What is a birya? According to the Rosh, as long as it's huva lefanav shalim, it's a birya. According to the Rashba, it's a birya only if either you swallow the pit or at the very least you put the olive whole in your mouth and you spit out the pit. So how do we paskin? So the Ramah writes over here in Sif Aleph, the lo mikvi birya, ala im achlo kemo shehu, aval im lakach hagarin mimenu, lo mikvi birya. So look at the Gra, it says, oh, you see that he's passing like the Rashba. Achlo kemo shehu means you ate it whole. So he's passing against the Rosh. If you look at the Magen Avraham, Sif Kandal, he disagrees. He sounds like the Ramah could be l'kuli alma, because he says we could be talking about here about grapes or olives, not grapes or olives, grapes or pomegranates, where kuli alma you would need to eat the thing whole, because that's normal. Or swallowing the grape seeds is normal. Swallowing pomegranate seeds is normal. And that's where everybody would agree, the Rosh would agree. The debate between the Rosh and the Rosh was about an olive. But when it talks about pomegranate seeds, everybody agrees. In which case, you can't prove that the Ramah is passing like the Rashba, as the Gram maintains. Going back to the question we asked before, so what is the pshat of the Rashba? Does the Rashba say you actually have to swallow the olive pit? So if you look at the Maamar Mordechai, and this is the implication of the Mishnah Berurah, you actually do have to swallow the pit. So it's an extreme machlokas. According to the Rashba, you have to swallow the pit. According to the Rosh, you could even remove the pit before you eat, as long as it was removed at the table. Now you could say, well, if you swallow the pit, then even the Bavli would agree that you have a shear, right? Because then you actually ate the whole thing. But the answer is no. because the pit won't be mitzdarif l'kashir, because it's not food. Understand? It's a funny thing. In other words, you have to eat the pit, but it's not mitzdarif for the shear. Anyway, not everybody agrees with that in Maimon Mordechai. If you look at the Prima Vadim over here, he understood the Rashba the way I understood it, that even the Rashba allows you to spit out the pit, as long as when you put it in your mouth, it's shalim. Okay, turning to Sif Beis, we have the sugya of Mat Emes. So the Gemara says, Mat Emes doesn't need to make a bracha, and there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rach, what that means. According to the Rambam, it's even if you swallow it, as long as you have less than a revius, you don't make a bracha. And according to the Rach, no, it means you taste the food to see if it's good or not, and you spit it out. Actually, you don't need to make a bracha, but if you swallowed it, you'd surely need to make a bracha. Now, what's interesting is like this. If you look at the Ohel Moed, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef, he writes that what if you're matemes yoser mirivius, but you're polate? In other words, again, the Gemara mentions something about a revius, right? So the Rambam says, what does that mean? That if I'm matemes, I'm just tasting, see if it's good or not, and I swallow it, less than a revius, I don't make a bracha, more than a revius, I make a bracha. But if you assume like the Rach, we're talking about a case where you spit it out, so then L'chartz Pashut, that there's no difference between less than a revius and more than a revius. And you have to say that when the Gemara brought up revius, it's only relevant for fast days. But the Ohel Moed says, no, the Gemara mentions revius. So according to the Ohel Moed, even if you spit it out, if you have more than a revius, you'd have to make a bracha. Now, what's that all about? All the poskim disagree with this. They say, no, it doesn't make sense once you're spitting it out to be chalik between less than a revius and more than a revius. We have to sort of be dochak in the Gemara that the revius is only relevant for tainus. But what do the Ohel Moed think? So the Ohel Moed L'chora learned like the Kesef Mishnah that be'etzem you only should need to make a bracha rishona when you have a shear or a kezias or a revius, just like that's the only time you make a bracha achrona. It's just that we tell you to make a bracha on kol shehu, bracha rishona, because you might end up eating more. You might end up eating a shear. That's the reason why. So over here, where you're spitting it out anyway, so there's no concern for tziruf. But memel, if there's a revius, then you would. In other words, the pshat is like this. The pshat is that be'etzem, you're chay, the Ohel Moed learns, that you're chayiv to make a bracha on a revius, even if you spit it out. You're always chayiv to make brachos when you spit it out. It's just that pachos make a shear, there's no chayiv to make a bracha at all. If you're swallowing it, you have to make a bracha anyway because you might add more. But otherwise, if you're not adding more, then because you're spitting it out, if that's not a concern, then you don't make a bracha. So that would explain the Ohel Moed shita. But as I said, we don't accept the Ohel Moed's understanding. The Beis Yosef rejects it. Now, we have to ask a kasha in the Rambam. So the Rambam says that matemes doesn't make a bracha even if you do swallow it. So what does matemes mean? What exactly is the gader of matemes? If you look at the Magen Avraham Vav, he says this is a machlokas rishonim, and there's three opinions, more or less. According to Rashi, matemes means toim leida imtsarch melach. So you're tasting it, does this need a little more salt or not? The Magen Avraham is medayik, it's dafka if to check if it needs salt while you're cooking it. But if after it was done, after you finished cooking, you were tasting it to see is it good or not, then you need to make a bracha. So what's that all about? If you think matemes is pater, what difference does it make if I taste it, see if it needs salt, or I taste it afterwards, see if it's good? Part of the pshat is that matemes is part of the bishul. And as long as part of the bishul, you could say this isn't tachila, this is a step in the process of cooking. You don't make a bracha. But when you're done, then of course you would need to make a bracha. That could be Rashi Shita. Now the Eli Rabba and the people got to disagree with that. They say no. If you taste a little bit even after it's finished cooking, you wouldn't need to make a bracha if you learn like the Rambam. And the most extreme position is the Rokeach. Rokeach is something fascinating. The Rokeach says that any time you eat a small amount, you're pater from a bracha. That's what it sounds like he's saying. That's begeder matemes. How do I know that? He explains the following. The pasuk says, "Vayiftu ha'ames Yehonasan." Right. This is during the war with the Plishtim. Yehonasan takes a little bit of the Aris Dvash against the Cher and the Shaul. Shaul wants to kill him, and the pasuk says, "Vayiftu ha'ames Yehonasan." The nation saved Yehonasan. So what does it mean they saved him? So the Medrash says they said, "Ah, matames is pater from a bracha." Says the Rokeach, So you see from there, Yonasan wasn't just like tasting the honey to see if it needed more salt, right? The pshat is he took a little tiny bit of honey. And therefore you see that anytime you take just a little bit of something, that's begeder matames, it doesn't need a bracha. Now, Magen Avraham says you can't say that's the pshat, because didn't we say in Sif Aleph that by bracha rishona, kol shehu is chayav levarech? So he answers that that's only because he would have wanted to eat more. He just didn't eat more because of the cherem. It's a little strange because l'chora Yonasan didn't know about the cherem. But the point is that if I would want to eat more and I don't eat more, then it's begeder matamis and I'm pater from bracha. Whereas if I only want a little in the first place, that's where Sif Aleph said that you don't make a bracha. Somebody told me that they were mishamish the Rav. And the Rav, once a week, this is he used to take him after Shir to that apartment on the ground floor of Morg, and he would keep ice cream in the fridge. And he would have 1 teaspoon of ice cream a week. That was it. And this guy said, like, and then he would share it with him. He would say, "Here, have a teaspoon of ice cream, and I'm going to have a teaspoon of ice cream." That was it, the whole week. And the guy told us that it was like infuriating because, like, it's much more it's much harder to have a teaspoon, either have no ice cream or eat a normal amount. What is this eating 1 teaspoon of ice cream? I don't know, maybe Shviras Hamidos. It's okay to have a teaspoon, but yeah, it's okay to have a little ice cream, which is to be in moderation. The Rav held moderation meant 1 teaspoon a week. So would you have to make a bracha on that? So if you held like this Rokeach as understood by the Magen Avraham, maybe you wouldn't make a bracha. The Rav made a bracha because really you want more, you just can't have more, right? That's the idea of matemes. It's a big chiddush. Anyway,
Rav is the Rambam Jew, so he holds like the Kesef Mishnah. If it's Kavana Vachiva.
I hear. Okay. So anyway, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel's noted to the second shot, meaning the Eli Rab and the Primogadim, that if you're Ochel Ktsas, even Lachar Bishel, it's considered Matemis. Anytime you're tasting it to see if it's good or not, you're Pater from Berurah, according to the Rambam. But the Magen Avraham says, anyway, there's no nafkamina in these three opinions because we pass them like the Rach. Now, that's not so pashut. The Mechaber and the Ramah held it was a suffix. They held you were choshesh for a Rambam and Matemis wouldn't make a bracha even if you swallow it. But the Magen Avraham rejects that view. He thinks that there's not a single posik that paskins like the Rambam. What does he mean there's no posik like the Rambam? What's the Rambam, a posik? He means, I think, that there's none of the machriyim, none of the poskim who bring both views. Nobody's actually machriya like the Rambam. Everybody who has both views is machriya against the Rambam, like the Rach. So he thinks that since all the Rishonim are Deich Hashitas a Rambam, we're not choshev with the Rambam at all, and Matemes would make a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah is not so sure. He writes that Kama Achronim Echlitu Imsak Rama. They said, no, we should hold like the Ramah and be choshesh for the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha for Matemes. MS, even if you do swallow it. V'lo yivarech, ulechatchila tol yizar, ha-rotza levlo, she's kavein, lehanos, mimenu, b'taras achila, yivarech alav. So what should you do, l'maisa? Says Mishnah Berurah, you should, if you want to taste the food to see if it's good or not, if it needs salt or not, so you should be mechavim l'achila, and then make a bracha, and then swallow it. Or spit it out. But assuming you don't want to spit it out, so then you should be mechavim l'achila. Now, you have to actually be mechavim l'achila. In other words, if you just say you're mechavim l'achila, you're mechavim to be tohim, then that wouldn't work. But assuming you're honest, then do it. Otherwise, if not, then you should be polite. Lots of smidei sveika. Okay, that brings us to the end of Siman Reish Yud. I guess we're not going to have a chance to start Reish Yud Aleph. So, be'ezras Hashem, Thursday, We'll start with Yishudal. Yishudal is pretty long, but we're going to go through it pretty quickly because, again, we already spent a lot of time on this in the Shiurim, especially the second half. We're going to go through it quickly. Keep on moving. You know, hopefully we'll be finished in a week or two. Then maybe we'll have a little bit of Chazara and we'll start the seventh parak. Sound good? All right, great. Shkayach. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Will be able to post ratio.